Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are taking a really insightful look into Warren Adler's Red Herring. It's another compelling Fiona Fitzgerald mystery.
Yeah, and it plunges us right back into that Washington, D.C. setting.
Exactly. The place where, illusion is practically policy and distraction. Well, that's like the real currency of power there.
Definitely.
For me, this book, it's so much more than just a political thriller or even a whodunit. It feels like a really sharp critique of how truth just gets buried.
And what's key, I think, is that Red Herring is fundamentally Fiona's story, always Fiona's story. This deep dive isn't just about cracking a case.
Right.
It's about getting inside Fiona's head, understanding her fight against this whole system that just feeds on deceit. It's her personal struggle.
So let's talk about how she gets drawn in. It starts with a highly respected judge, right? Found dead.
Parent suicide. Looks straightforward on the surface.
But Fiona Fitzgerald, she's a seasoned homicide detective. She looks at it and, like, instantly knows something's off. She sees it's not just some personal tragedy, it's bigger. It's the tip of a dangerous political iceberg.
And her position is so unique, isn't it? She's the daughter of this revered senator, but she's also working the streets as a detective.
That duality, yeah.
It gives her this incredible insight into how DC really works. The favors, the media manipulation, the money trails. She gets it.
Yet it also makes her an outsider in some ways.
Totally. And her investigation, it quickly shows the judge's death wasn't random or personal. It was about protecting a network, a powerful one.
Which brings us to the themes: misdirection, manipulation. The title itself, Red Herring. It's not just one clue, is it?
No, it's like a metaphor for the whole game. The
Yeah.
entire political system runs on deflection. It's the default move.
Power brokers using illusion, spin.
Right. To control the narrative, distract everyone while they, quietly consolidate more control behind the scenes. Adler shows this so well.
Like that bit with the media frenzy over something totally unrelated.
Exactly. A manufactured scandal pops up, maybe a leak, and suddenly nobody's talking about the dead judge anymore. Deflection as a weapon.
And what's really chilling, I think, is that the villain isn't just one person plotting in the shadows.
No, it's the apparatus. The system itself feels like the antagonist.
So how does that happen? How do institutions meant for justice end up, eroding it?
That's the critique, isn't it? Adler shows how truth gets buried under strategy, under spectacle. Official statements aren't about informing, they're about managing perception.
Turning justice into just a performance.
Yeah, and Fiona's fighting this machinery of distraction, where everything feels orchestrated to drown out inconvenient facts.
And Fiona's personal journey through this is so compelling. She grew up in this world. She knows the players, the
But
rules.
she refuses to play.
Yeah.
And that makes her dangerous to them.
You see her getting more disillusioned, but also
Yeah.
tougher, right?
Absolutely. More resolve. She just keeps pushing, even when she's completely alone, when everyone's telling her to back off.
Her fight for justice becomes almost symbolic. It's about proving integrity still means something.
It really makes you think about truth seekers in the real world, facing similar pressures.
Reading it now, Red Herring feels incredibly relevant, almost prophetic, with all the misinformation we navigate today.
It's about what happens when image matters more than substance, when perception is everything.
Fiona's quiet refusal to just go along, it feels like an act of resistance.
It really does. It kind of forces you, the reader, to think about how you sift through information, how you resist easy answers when something feels wrong.
So, wrapping up, Red Herring is clearly more than just a great thriller. It holds up a mirror, maybe, to how easily deception can become the norm.
Yeah, and through Fiona's eyes, Adler leaves us with this thought. Justice isn't only about solving the crime, it's about refusing to be misled, no matter how convincing the lie is.
That is a powerful idea to sit with. Thanks, everyone, for joining this deep dive. If you haven't read it or maybe want to revisit it, we really do encourage you to pick up Warren Adler's Red Herring.
Definitely worth it.
See what you take away about truth and power and maybe those quiet acts of defiance that still matter.